This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. City officials in Aurora have chosen Dan Oates to run its police department again. That's while they do a nationwide search for a permanent new police chief. Oates ran the Aurora Police Department from 2005 to 2014. The city expects to choose a permanent chief by the end of the year. Aurora fired its last police chief, Vanessa Wilson, earlier this month. Denver lags behind other cities when it comes to eco-friendly trash disposal. Denverite's Kyle Harris says the city is trying to change that.
Denver's launched a plan to double recycling and composting over the next 5 years. If proposals pass, there'd be a new fee for hauling trash, a ban on sending cardboard to landfills, along with composting and recycling mandates for construction crews. Officials say cutting landfill waste by 50% would reduce greenhouse gas emissions as much as taking 600,000 cars off the road. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
University of Colorado presidential candidate Todd Salamon made his case to students, faculty, and staff at CU's campus in Boulder Wednesday. Salamon has been interim president for the CU system since last year. Critics say he isn't the right person to address a lack of diversity on campus, but Salamon says he was looking forward to that challenge.
I love answering those questions because that's what this is all about, the plan to move the university forward.
The Board of Regents have one more vote to confirm Salamon's appointment. The average price for a gallon of gas in Colorado hit $4.02 this week. Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says one reason prices are where they are is a slow recovery for domestic oil production, which tanked during the pandemic.
So we have tight supply, rising demand that leads to rising prices, and we will see those continue well into the summer.
The state's highest average price was in 2008 at $4.09 per gallon. This is CPR News and KRCC.